When it comes to building bonds between people of different nations, different backgrounds, different ages, you just can't beat music. That's the lesson being learned by a group of students who came from the University of Michigan and a group of boys who live in an orphanage in Brazil. The story of how these young people from America are changing the lives of Brazilian orphans through violins, violas, and cellos is one that we really wanted to share with all of you. Joining me here in the studio is Ethan Shirley. He graduated from U of M and is the founder of the Pantanal Center for Education and Research. It's a nonprofit that works to integrate science, technology, and sustainable community development in third world countries. And joining us from England is University of Michigan graduate Alex Carney. Alex was the director and violin concertmaster for the Michigan Pops String Orchestra. These days, Alex is studying math at the University of Cambridge, where he is also the concertmaster of the Cambridge University Concert Orchestra. Thanks to both of you for joining us. I want to start with you, Ethan. From founding Pantanal, you've been going to Brazil, mostly science and technology projects, right?
Well, it kind of started off as science and technology projects that we're trying to direct to rural communities in order to help them get developed, but also in a way that was really in concert with nature and preserving the natural surroundings. And then from that, we kind of grew these educational programs with the science and technology into a local orphanage, and that's how we kind of set up this music project.
So you were at the Nazaré Orphanage, a boys' orphanage?
It's actually it's kind of a shelter for troubled youth or youth that have bad histories, victims of abuse, neglect of a lot of different kinds. Kids who are sent to this orphanage are usually end up there by judicial mandate because their families are in bad situations. They either can't provide for their kids or there are drugs and alcohol involved. Some of these kids come from the streets and are basically rescued by this orphanage. So it's kids that have these really, really difficult backgrounds.
So yeah. They're there as a refuge, and there you were. And somehow I hear that you discovered a room full of stringed instruments?
Yeah, it turns out we were setting up some science and technology workshops, and the director told us of a bunch of instruments that were collecting dust in a room and just kind of said it in passing as if it was nothing. And I said, wait a second. I have a lot of people that like music, and I'm a musician myself, so I think we should do something with these instruments. And so it was kind of like we went to do something, but this other idea just popped out of nowhere, and I think it's a really great thing. And then we had kids coming up to us and being like, well, when are we going to learn music? When are we going to learn music? So,
now, what are the odds that you had folks that knew what to do with those stringed instruments? I guess we can cue Alex Carney for that. If you were the concertmaster for the Michigan Pop String Orchestra, I dare say you knew what to do when you saw that. What, Alex Carney, what possibilities did you see when you saw that room full of instruments?
Well, I'll definitely say I didn't see it going where it has. I was just thinking, well, I play violin, didn't have a violin with me in Brazil, so I thought I'd at least have some fun with it. If nothing else, just try and make sure the violins and violas and cellos are in all right shape. And so that was really all we were going for at first. And then the kids just really seemed to take well to it and have a great time with it. And I was having a blast. Everyone else was, I think. So it seemed really positive, and we just wanted to keep that going. And kind of that's how we've ended up here.
So where did it go? So, you said you started with, well, we thought we'd have some fun for a couple of days. But where has this developed? What has it grown up into?
Since being in Brazil last summer, we've been recruiting some other musicians at University of Michigan and in the Michigan area to travel with us this summer to teach. And then also making connections down in Brazil, trying to partner with some other organizations there to try and make this not just something between a handful of Americans and the orphanage at Nazaré, but try and build this into something the community will embrace and support with us.
So it has truly become a music exchange project. And I'm going to let those of you who are listening know that we will be putting a link to their website up at michiganradio.org. And you have got to check out the wonderful, wonderful video of the kids in Brazil playing Hail to the Victors with Alex there at the helm. And I wondered for both of you, give me your thoughts on what it was like watching this idea take hold with the kids and seeing them go, wait a minute. And what kind of possibilities, Ethan, do you think that the kids were beginning to realize by being able to pick up a violin and begin to make something of it?
Well, I think we take for granted here, especially in Ann Arbor, but in the United States in general, there are a lot of music programs involved in school. And in Brazil, in public schools in Brazil, there is no music. So this has really opened up a whole new world to a lot of these kids. So they were really excited because these instruments are very new. They're kind of mythical, you know, mysterious instruments that nobody really knows how to play. And so it's adding a lot to their education, but also allowing them to just embrace this whole new world. And I guess the other thing is that we had the most luck actually teaching them or playing for them and helping them learn not only Hail to the Victors, but a lot of pop songs that they had heard, American pop songs on the radio. And that's kind of a way to connect us culturally, our pop music culture.
Sure.
Here and them through playing these instruments that are not typically pop or Brazilian music instruments.
You know, you're both busy people. I mean, Alex, you're over there in Cambridge, England, and Ethan, you've got things going on with the center, your Pantanal Center. What is it about what you've done there that is pulling you back?
Really just, I think, the excitement in the kids. And I will say, certainly, Brazil is not a bad place to be in the summer.
Sure, that's true.
Never object to a tropical place like that. That excitement, this whole seeing some new ideas, some new creation that they didn't even know existed, that's what makes it seem worth it to me.
Certainly a testimonial to the power of music. And Ethan, for you, what are you personally getting from this?
Well, I actually have a pretty long history in the area of doing a lot of volunteer work, from teaching English to helping out develop these technology and science projects and stuff down there. So, you know, for me, it's more like it's great to see music getting involved, because I have I'm passionate about music, but also it's more like, you know, this is my second home. This is a community that I feel like I have some really strong bonds. It's really great to see music coming into this community and affecting those people in a positive way, in any positive way.
Got a total left brain, right brain thing going here. Alex Carney, who joined us from Cambridge, England, and Ethan Shirley here in the studio, both of them getting ready to head back to the Nazaré Orphanage in Brazil as part of this big music exchange program. And thanks to both of you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
The Pantanal Music Exchange is currently taking donations of used instruments, strings, music books, anything that could help the project this summer. For links to the Music Exchange, just go to the stateside link on our website at michiganradio.org.